Welcome to the Body, Soul, and Spirit podcast, everybody. We are going to jump in to a very important topic that I'm on a journey on. And a lot of times people don't understand the journey of reinventing yourself, what the Bible calls transformation. Oftentimes, you know, people might look at your reinvention, so to speak, or your transformation, and it may not be beneficial to them oftentimes, but it's a journey that I've been on. I don't want to be the same person. I believe that every season in our lives, we are supposed to become better versions, God versions, who God destined and ordained us to be. It is what Jesus is after. He's after our soul, constantly told us to repent, change our mind. Metamorphosis is where that word repentance comes from. You're really, metamorphosis is happening in your life through every season of your life. So we're really not supposed to waste our pain, waste the seasons in our lives. And so there's this word that was just really clinging to me last week, and that word was reinvention and reinventing yourself. And how do you reinvent yourself? Like, what does that look like? And when you are reinventing yourself, what actually occurs in a person that has been reinventing themselves? So when I talk about reinvention, it really talks about not staying stuck in some season in your life or a pain in your life, but really going to the journey of transforming. And I think when we are not reinventing ourselves, and I'm not talking about, you know, this self-help kind of mentality that we see in our Western culture, where it's a lot of, yes, I'm reinventing myself, but really, if you got to the core, you're really bitter. Or you got to the core and, you know, you post all these different posts about what somebody did to you, and then you just hark on that. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about some internal strength that we think we have. And yes, it made me stronger, made me better. But in reality, we didn't really process things correctly. When I talk about a reinvention, I'm talking about a genuine transformation that is occurring in the heart, in the mind, and in our soul. So when that happens, you can see its results. And from that reinvention, you blossom in a more authentic you. You can show up. You're not burned out. You are not inauthentic to people. But and when that happens, you really, your definition of success starts to change. So success looks different. When you haven't reinvented yourself, there's almost a sense of feeling of unfulfillment. You haven't really been fulfilled, so to speak. And for my listeners that are my viewers that know God, it's possible for you to have God in your heart and have the presence of God in your life, but really not feel fulfilled. You feel like something's missing. You feel like a spouse is missing. You feel like a boyfriend's missing. You feel like something's missing. When you reinvent yourself to the point where there's transformation that's happening, you actually end up at a place where there's fulfillment internally, and you're not hiding it. You're not pretending. You're not... You don't have this imposter syndrome, but rather you really show up authentically. And so when I talk about reinvention, I'm really talking about your thoughts being aligned. When you are reinventing yourself, your thoughts become aligned. The mindset begins to shift. Think about reinventing yourself. Well, what are you going to become? You're going to become the God version, who he designed you to be. Like, what was in the mind of God before all the trauma that happened to you? What was in the mind of God when God thought of you and knitted you in your mother's womb? Think about what was in the mind of God for his design, his version over your life. Now, I know that as we walk through life, a lot of things happen. We experience loss. We experience pain. We experience betrayal. We experience people walking out on us. We experience letdowns and setbacks and disappointments and hurt and all kinds of things. Okay. So those things sometimes have a big factor when it comes to who we become. So you weren't bitter, but you became bitter as a result of that season. Well, that's not God's designed plans. When I talk about reinvention, I'm really talking about becoming, transforming, metamorphosis into who God designed you to be. You're really not a coward. You really are not fearful. You learned fear. Fear, as a matter of fact, researchers have found, is often learned. So when I talk about reinvention, I'm talking about a mindset. Your mindset shifts, and it shifts in how you look at yourself. That's the first thing that happens when you are reinventing yourself. So you're not looking at yourself from a lens of defeat. You're not looking at yourself from a lens of belittling yourself or putting yourself down or feeling just low. No. Reinventing yourself, reinventing has everything to do with our consciousness. And we go after that. It's going after our consciousness. It's our mindset. And we go after that every single day. So if we are really going to go to a higher level, right? If we're really going to soar in our lives and really become these people, then we have to evolve. And what has to evolve? Our beliefs. Our beliefs about what we think about ourselves. That's the first thing that gets reinvented. It's not the external. Let me put it to you this way. Picture a house. And this house has a lot of mold in it. There's a lot of mold. And then all of a sudden you start building around that mold. Let's say you start remodeling that home, right? You start to reinvent the windows and the floors, and you start to remodel that house. And you start to kind of build over that mold. Well, at some point, that mold is going to spread. At some point, nothing really changed, really, right? You just kind of added stuff to it. And oftentimes, I find that people end up doing that. So we go through seasons, and we've got mold, and we don't deal with the mold. And as a result, you could put on, all kinds of things, right? You could cover it with external factors, physical appearances, all kinds of things externally. But in reality, if you don't take care of the mold, you really didn't rebuild. You didn't really reinvent. So you have to go to the root. You have to change the DNA to get rid of that mold. So I'm talking about reinvention, where we go into the DNA, where we actually go into those limiting beliefs and that we have carried, and we create new ones that support what? The new version. New beliefs that support the new vision that God has given us. Reinventing is really reinventing your own mindset. Why? So that I don't sabotage down the road things in my own life. So reinvention has everything to do with a conscious decision. Something has to shift internally. Many live with old paradigms, so we can call it old mold. But we live with old paradigms, and we have to retire those old belief systems if we're going to reinvent ourselves. We have to retire these mindsets, these things that were maybe clinging to us for many, many years that caused us to believe something about ourselves that has nothing to do with whom God, whom he had in mind regarding our vision, our version, and the vision that he had for us. And so we have to do a lot of internal work for that reinvention to occur. It doesn't just happen automatically. See, when you do the internal work, then the external reality begins to change. Listen, if the mind is a mess, then everything's going to be a mess. You cannot reinvent yourself without going into the consciousness of your own life. It has to deal, when I talk about reinvention, has everything to do with how you're going to even deal with the challenges that are ahead of you, because there are challenges ahead of you. We're not living in easier times. We're living in harder times. So I believe that it demands a reinvention. We have to reinvent ourselves. We have to get to a place where we are no longer thinking like we used to. So for that, I have to go to the conscious level. The conscious level is really, think about your awareness. Let's talk about the consciousness, right? This is the consciousness part of your brain. It's your awareness of who you really are. Let's talk about that. What in your conscious mind, neurologically speaking, I want to know your awareness of who you really are. Who you really are. Not what you're declaring on a Sunday, but who you really are every day, as opposed to that you believe that you think you are, right? Or, well, I think that I am a daughter of God. No. Let's go to the awareness, the daily awareness of who you are. And all of us in that awareness of who we think we are has a level of limitations. All of us do. And so the who is your level of awareness. Like, that is so important for us to reinvent ourselves, who we really are. And is there limitations there? What kind of limitations do you have there? And so we start to adopt a lot of times these limiting beliefs. So what ends up happening is when we haven't reinvented ourselves, typically we end up having an imposter syndrome, and it blocks us. It's stopping us. An imposter syndrome is even how I show up. Even an imposter syndrome happens to people oftentimes because we look at other people and we're afraid of how they view us and how they see us. So we're scared. So we really don't show up with this authenticity. We feel we're just intimidated by other people. Have you ever been intimidated by others and you can't really be yourself because you feel intimidated, right? Something to kind of help us reinvent ourselves is to realize that everybody is scared. Everybody has limited beliefs. Everybody is human. Everybody has fear stories. But I believe that showing up and reinventing yourself constantly and doing that work is going to cause us to become confident. That confidence exudes and it attracts. Now, for us to reinvent ourselves, we have to go to the ego conscious. The ego conscious is, what can I do? What will I be perceived as? What can I take? What will I gain from this? Is this even worth it to me? There's an agenda behind the ego conscious. And why we become so stuck, and why we become people that are insecure, or we are intimidated, or we feel less than, or we feel like this imposter syndrome, is because it is connected to the ego consciousness. The ego consciousness is, well, what am I going to gain out of it? And your I is kind of in the way. And when the ego consciousness is in the way, that is the very thing that keeps us from reinventing ourselves. So we're stuck in the ego conscious. That ego, that desire for self alone, is actually standing in the way. And so when you can remove the ego and all the recognition that maybe you're looking for and just come as a giver, that's part of reinventing ourselves. Like, what can I give? When I show up, see, I won't be intimidated if I can sit with a person that perhaps I would typically be intimidated by, but now I can sit with them and I can show up and think, I'm a giver. I'm here to give something because I have something to give to the world because I've overcome these challenges and I can teach this and I can show up. And that removes now the ego conscious. So it's no longer me thinking of myself all the time. That's part of our reinvention, where we can remove the ego conscience. And I think this probably demands part two podcasts, because the ego conscience is one of those never-ending opponents. It's always going to kind of be in our face. It's always there. It always wants the recognition. But when you can just come and, you know, raise your awareness of that consciousness. Like, what do I really believe about myself? That's what I want to do this week. I want you to kind of raise your awareness of your consciousness. Like, what do you really believe about yourself consciously? Like, do you really believe that you are transforming, that you are evolving, that God is really completing the work that he began in you? And on a daily life, you're creating new mindsets. On a daily life, so it's a muscle that you have to train. That's what this reinvention is all about. It's a muscle you are retraining. It not only goes into the ego conscious, but it also goes into the mindsets. It also goes into the places in your life where you're going, wow, if I'm really aware consciously of what I think of myself, what will show up? Why are you so insecure? Why are you so, you know, maybe feeling less than, or you think you can't, or you feel like a failure, or you feel defeated? And this is why reinventing yourself is so key, because it really removes a lot of those mindsets. It makes you aware. And then doing that work where it's like, am I really that? Think about your God-given creation, right? How God created you and God's beautiful design and how he designed you and I. Outside of that fear, outside of all of those things, we're really not rejection. Now, we picked up rejection along the way. Now, we learned those fears along the way, but we're really not that. And somehow these mindsets have really gotten ingrained in us. And we've got to do that internal work, and it's work. It's not going to just automatically evade. I've got to challenge those beliefs, and I've got to create new ones so that neurologically, right, my brain is actually being rewired, and I'm actually creating these new beliefs about myself. That is reinvention, where I don't really believe what other people think of me. Rather, I really believe what God thinks of me. Well, that's going to remove even the fear of what others think about you. I mean, how often have we had that where we're scared of what they're going to think? And in reality, we're stuck there. But it's possible that you and I can reinvent ourselves. Jesus called it transformation. Romans 12:2, we find it all over the Bible where he's asking us to transform. He said, work out your salvation, which tells me we got a lot of work to do, because these old mindsets that sabotage us about who we say we are, when in reality, we're not that. But we believed a lot of things, maybe words that you heard, maybe failures that you have had, and now you've adopted, right? We almost just sabotage ourselves because we've adopted these beliefs. And in reality, you're really not that. So I want to challenge you today, make it a daily lifestyle to really be aware of how you really think about yourself. Think about that consciously. What do you believe and who do you believe you are? Which goes to the core of your value, goes into the core of your identity. We live in a Western culture where we really are good at putting on a facade. And in reality, this week, I just want you to get really honest with yourself. Like, what's being aware consciously? What do you really believe about who you are? And then doing some work about who you really are. Like, what does God really say about you? Are you really failure? No. Are you really defeated? No. Did you have setbacks? Yes. But are you the setback? No. And so really doing a work so that you stretch yourself and you don't show up with this imposter syndrome. And it's discomforting. It really is, because this involves a lot of stretching. And in that stretching, you really avoid an imposter syndrome. Sometimes we can really get into a mindset where we are so conscious of ourselves. I believe that the more healed we are, the less conscious we are of ourselves. This is removing the ego conscious. It's disarming it. I'm talking about disarming your ego conscious, where you're not always on your mind, but that you go, hey, I have something to give, where you can see yourself now from a place of, I'm a gift. I'm a gift to this world. I want to challenge you this week to really think about reinventing yourself and not feel guilty for it. And some people might applaud you and some people might not applaud you. And that's okay. This work is about you and really reinventing yourself into the God-given version there. In that God-given version, it's very empowering because you're no longer conscious about what other people think of you. And that lets you show up without imposter syndrome. That lets you show up without feeling intimidated. It lets you show up going, I'm a gift. I'm a gift to other people, and I'm going to show up in the best version that I can, not only for myself, but for God, first and foremost, and for others. So this week, become more and more aware How much ego conscious is really driving you? How much ego is driving you? Could that be a factor as to why you feel so intimidated to talk to people and you're so intimidated to talk to others? Hey, it's time. And I want to encourage you today. It's time to reinvent yourself because there's a better version that's waiting for you.